You Vagabond, we're having a great time, 760 Thompson Boulevard. Remember, all the breakfasts that are purchased up to 9 o'clock go directly to the Children's Fund. But it is Workforce Wednesday, Workforce Wednesday on News Talk 1520 KVTA, a monthly broadcast from the Workforce Investment Board. And today we have Cheryl Moore, Martel Fraser, and Michelle Reynolds. A little crazy here, but how are you doing this morning?
We're glad to be here. This is a great event.
Yeah, and it's all towards the foster kids, and we're really getting it going here, raising a lot of cash. But we're also looking at Workforce Wednesday and what's going on with the workforce in Ventura County. So let's just start off. What is Allied Health, and why did the WIB create a special committee for the Allied Health field? Tell us about that.
Well, you know, even in this recession, we have industries that are growing in Ventura County. And one of those sectors, one of those industry sectors, is healthcare. Within healthcare, we have jobs that people cannot fill. We have lots of talented people here, but not the skills to match. And those jobs are in allied health. Those are jobs that help doctors and nurses provide patient care.
And, you know, one of the main things that we have to learn when you're looking to get a job, really find a place that not only you'll enjoy, but a work, you know, area in your life that could actually employ you. And it's funny to think, with all the issues we hear, that there is this category that's wide open for people.
It is wide open. In fact, it's wide open clear through the next 10, 20, 30 years. It's growing.
If you look at baby boomers and you look at me, you know I'm going to need some help soon. So definitely, this is a great field to get into. Now, I understand you folks who normally compete with each other, working together on this committee. How is that possible? How do we all get along?
Well, we're all members of the community. We all are healthcare providers, and as members of the community, we want access to good patient care, and as healthcare providers, we want to be able to provide good patient care. So it's good business, but it goes back to our vested interest in helping people. We find that if we're collaborative and we get together, we can solve this problem that none of us could solve by ourselves.
And that's true. Working together is really, really important. By the way, we just went from Cheryl to Michelle, and now Martel. Martel, we share a name in common, and that's the name of Fraser.
Yes, we do. Long time.
There's quite a few, and you're saying there's a lot of Frasers in this area. Always nice to bump. I go to the Highland game, so whenever I see the name, I always have to do a special little shout-out to that. Now, let's look at some of the jobs that are in heavy demand in the allied health field. Why are there shortages of people trained with those skills? Explain that for us.
Okay. There are a lot of hard-to-fill positions. We have people that have long-term careers that are now retiring out. One of the actually highly paid jobs is that of the clinical laboratory scientist. For instance, that job pays between $80,000 to $100,000 a year. And in some facilities, 75% of their workforce is going to be retiring out. But in order to fill that position, you have to have an internship. You have to complete your degree, and there were no internship facilities in Ventura County. And so one of the jobs that Allied Health has taken on is to encourage those facilities to get certification so that they can provide that internship so that individual can complete that training. Without that training, they're moving outside the county, and they're staying outside the county, and they're not returning to occupy that position, which is now in need.
Before you talk about occupying, this is the position you could occupy, $80,000 to $100,000.
Absolutely.
When you look at the mean income of Ventura County, that is a fantastic wage potential. So that's really marvelous. That's fabulous. And here's the other thing. I did think there was a huge need for nurses in Ventura County. Why aren't nurses specifically on that list? Because whenever I hear anything healthcare, I think, oh, you want to be a nurse.
Right, and until a few years ago, there was a lack of nursing talent, but it's a great example of how employers, the community, and the educators have worked closely together to create that pipeline to provide the healthcare providers with the nurses that we need. And it's going to be that much more important. As you said, the baby boomers are starting to age out. We have nurses starting to retire, and we have nurses ready to take those spots. We're excited about it.
And the other thing that's great about this, the baby boomers, they won't give up their youth, so they're riding around on mountain bikes like madmen and running and doing crazy things. So we need a little assistance and help here and there. If I could throw a little bit of a curveball, a male-female on this, how are we doing with that? So a lot of guys might be sitting there going, great, this isn't my field.
My husband's a nurse.
Excellent.
So I think that's a great example of a career, and I'm seeing more and more men in the field every day.
Now here's the other issue. a lot of people say, I can do that, I'm caring, but you do need to be educated into the field. So let's talk about what type of education you need for these jobs in this field. What do people need to do so they're prepared and have the proper education?
There are a wide range of jobs with a wide range of educational requirements. So the good news is that you might have high school experience, certifications, college, community college, whether you want to be a clinical lab scientist, a rad tech, a coder, a physical therapist. You really need to take a look at what those requirements are, and we can actually help you if you go to www.wib.ventura.org and click on Jobs with a Future. You will see some great examples and some links of information about those jobs and what kind of education you need.
Okay, when you got the kids, I got my kid right here, 9-year-old Cole right there, and we're making sure that the math, the sciences, and all that, I'm guessing a lot of physiology, a lot of, classes like that. Can you give us an overview on how we can get our kids motivated towards this?
Absolutely, and it can start really early. Get your kids involved in math and science.
Mm-hmm.
Get them experienced. Get them to different businesses or organizations where they can see math and science at work. That's going to make a huge difference. And also, if you are an experienced worker in the field and you are taking a look at retooling so you can change your career direction, take a look at Allied Health. There are some excellent opportunities there.
And you can provide a list so when people are thinking, oh, well, where would I go? What would I do? That list is available?
That list is available. And you, if you go to, again, www.wib, you'll see some links that will get you started.
Well, 80 to 100. I think that was the thing that really, really stuck out for me this morning. These are jobs that are not only fulfilling for the people, but also something that will keep you living in a county like Ventura, which is, we all know, a little bit expensive here. So you got to make sure you make an income to support your family, and it is available out there. Hey, in closing, I'd like to thank Cheryl, Martel, and Michelle for coming by this morning to the Vagabond. Great to have you here with this wonderful charity that we're working with. Next month, we're going to talk about other ways the WIB is working to ensure a properly educated workforce for Ventura County employers. Check back on Wednesday, January 23rd. I want to make it clear to parents out there, make sure your kids are doing good in school, because we plant that seed really, really early, and make sure they're getting the proper education and use these tools like www.wib.ventura.org. And we have some workforce resources. The Investment Board website, again, is www.wib.ventura.org. Thanks a lot for coming in. Great information for people out there in the allied health fields. We really appreciate you coming on with us.
Our pleasure. Thank you.
All right. Have a great, great morning, great afternoon. And we are here going into the Christmas and holiday season with a bunch of fabulous folks on News Talk 1520 KVTA.